let's just kind of recap the season so far, because this has been an unbelievable year, obviously. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think this would be how it would go for you in your first year?
You know, I knew we had a special group of people in this program and around this program, and we had the opportunity, if we just really believed in one another and played complimentary football and not care who gets the credit, we had an opportunity to be at this moment right now. And here we are, and now we just need to capture it by just playing as hard as we possibly can and continuing our brand of football. And I think, you know, it started a couple of days ago with the first practice, and then continues on. We got a special teams meeting here in an hour, and then after that, just have a great practice and just take it day by day. And it's, our guys have done a great job of focusing in the moment. So that's really what we're going to need to do on Saturday to be successful.
What would you say that brand is? Or even greater picture, that identity of this team is up to this point now?
I just think that together, collective energy, fast, physical, tough, nasty, whatever you want to say, like, just, you see it on Saturdays, and it's reflective of the way these guys just really enjoy being around each other and just buying in to a team of guys that just know what their 111th is, whether they're playing 100 snaps or zero snaps, buying into that and doing it to the best of ability on a day-to-day basis. So that's our brand of football, and I hope it's reflective on Saturday.
You know this team obviously better than anybody. The scoreboard sometimes reads a lot to a little. You know, the defense has been great, the offense has been great. But I'm not asking what is the one flaw you see, but what's something that you want to see, you know, get a little bit better at, or something that you want to see improve upon going into a game like Saturday and then beyond?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we make quick in-game adjustments. And I think the clarity between coaches and players is so important in that aspect of it. The communication in between drives, the communication between coaches to get holds plugged and put some band-aids on things. You know, that's something that I think as you play tougher opponents that have the ability to exploit your weaknesses, you need to be able to have the answers necessary to mitigate those weaknesses.
How good is this offensive line, Ben, you think? Because it's been, on paper, unbelievably good.
Yeah, I think those are the unsung guys. You know, I think they're a good group that just really works so well as a unit. You know, hats off to Coach Reeder and Coach Shippa to get those guys working as a collective group, and I think that's so important because we've had some injuries and we've been able to move the pieces around to continue the success up there, and we haven't really skipped a beat when one guy's going down. So I'm really proud of them, and I can't wait to continue to play football with those guys on a week-to-week basis.
How do you prepare for a game like Saturday with the energy level and, you know, the crowd noise that might be a little bit different than usual, like all of those different elements and aspects that go into a game? How do you prepare these guys for something like that?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something that you can't hide behind. You got to play a little crowd noise in practice. You got to play with the wet football because we might have some rain in the forecast. And then you really got to just give them the tools necessary to focus in the moment. It's one thing to just say that, but you got to put action behind it. And it's about just taking a deep breath sometimes, getting your eyes in the right spot, making sure you're communicating between one another, making sure the detail of where you're aligned is so on point, because as we know, football is a game of inches, and one bad step could be a touchdown, and one bad step could be a missed block for a TFL. So it's so important that we're able to focus on that moment and the little details in those moments that will make us successful and not get caught up in all the things that are surrounding this great opportunity for both schools.
I was just thinking that you guys have had, not to look back and look ahead, obviously, because you want to worry about this week, but this is like the third game of what's going to be a crazy four-game stretch at this point with RPI and Union and now this game and then what's to come. I mean, it kind of goes without saying that these guys, like, they don't need that sort of hype per se. I mean, they probably just kind of get it that, like, holy cow, we're playing in these big games and stuff, you know?
And we understand, you know, we're banged up.
Right.
If you're going to play big games this time of year, you're going to be banged up. We're redlining it for the rest of the way.
Hey guys, let's grab our stuff.
You got to redline that thing. You just got to rip it every single day in practice, and you got to go out there on Saturdays and have no regrets. So I think our guys are just ready to rock and roll with that, and can't wait to see what happens.
I'll let you run because I know you said you had a meeting coming up here, but, and obviously don't show all your cards with this, but, you know, what are some of the keys that you're looking for, some of the things that you're really focusing on this week to make sure that the job gets done on Saturday?
I just want to answer.
As they start walking by right next to us, right?
No, I think, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, they make you defend the field horizontally and vertically on every play. So making sure we're lined up correctly, our eyes are in the right spot, everyone's on the same page, and making them earn it will be very important for us defensively. And then offensively, you know, having the ability to be balanced and be multiple and keep them off guard and get into non-obvious passing situations. That's really the big thing that we preach on a week-to-week basis, but certainly as the games get bigger, those moments are amplified. So, you know, I think that's really it. And then obviously in the kicking game, you know, just really stealing some yards here and there. And I think that's something we've been able to do so far this season. We've been really solid in the kicking game across the board, and we've been able to win the hidden yardage battle on a week-to-week basis. So our guys, you know, I have to buy in one more time, and then the next week one more time, and then the next week one more time, to understanding how important special teams are in a game like this.